This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
This show may contain strong language or adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust the frequency. We are controlling transmission. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limit frequency.
Yes, hello and welcome to the outer limit frequency. Wow, has it been a year already?
Yes, it has.
Oh, well, in that case, here are our picks for albums of the year.
Starting out with my honourable mention, this was a toss-up between Charlotte Wessel's second solo album, Tales from 6 Feet Under, Volume 2, Gogol Bordello's Solidaritine, and Mark Tremonti Sings Frank Sinatra. And while all three of these albums are absolutely fantastic, I think I have to give it to Gogol Bordello. While Charlotte Wessel's album was a nice change of pace from her pre-solo work, and Tremonti Sings Sinatra was the biggest surprise of the year, as an all-around solid album, Gogol Bordello's Solidaritine takes it. There is nothing overly new or exciting here, but the guys have taken the if it ain't broke type approach that has worked for them for, 9 albums now, and nailed it. It's gritty and fun, but not overly deep, and that's just fine.
And for my honourable mention, and I have to admit that I first listened to Swede Punk's Viagra Boys entirely because of their daft name, but I stayed because it turns out they're pretty frickin' awesome. And the band's third album, Cave World, is another unflinching takedown of the corrupted modern zeitgeist. The narrative threads that run through Cave World are cynical parodies of alt-right, New World Order paranoia that is so close to the bone it's not funny. When they dedicate an entire song to the adrenochrome harvesting QAnon conspiracy, then you know they're not in a taking prisoners kind of mood. But their post-punk grind and chug has now been tempered with liquid new wave vibes and chunky heavy blues panache, which does add some welcome new layers and textures to Viagra Boy's blunt force social politics. It's a ludicrous album for ludicrous times, and frankly, we all kind of deserve it. But it can also be very educational, as it is on the brilliant The Cognitive Trade-off Hypothesis. Let's just say it explains a few things about human nature from an evolutionary perspective.
For my number five pick, we have an album that I honestly took a little while to get into. It's weird for me because I'm usually a pretty big fan of Hailstorm. But when Back from the Dead was released earlier this year, I didn't give it too much notice, largely because the first single from it, Back from the Dead, and the second single, The Steeple, kind of just made it seem like the band was going through the motions. More recently, I've given it more of a go, and the rest of the album is pretty great. It's a solid, good, hard rock album with no frills, and it's fronted by the always fantastic Lizzie Hale, so it was always going to be at least good. Hailstorm aren't exactly a hard band to get into, there isn't much hidden beneath the surface, but I feel it's best to play one of the singles from the album, and it's one that makes the other two look even worse in comparison. So this is Wicked Ways.
In 2021, the world was a little shocked by the announcement that an unknown band would be headlining one of Glastonbury's spin-off festivals, an outfit known only as The Smile. And people were also pretty shocked to find out that The Smile was actually a new project from Radiohead's Tom York and Johnny Greenwood, joined by the exceptionally talented Tom Skinner on drums. And this year we saw the group's debut album arrive with, if I can be honest, not nearly enough fanfare. It's amazing how many Radiohead fans I know personally that were completely in the dark about The Smile. That album, A Light for Attracting Attention, feels like a proof of concept for possible alternative evolutions of Radiohead's sound, indulging in flights of fancy with jazz, Afrobeat, new wave, and post-punk aspects that the parent group consciously or otherwise, chose not to pursue over the years. Obviously, Tom and Johnny have both made plenty of music outside of their famous day jobs, but The Smile is a more coherent listening experience than most side projects. In fact, I'd argue what makes The Smile stand apart is the addition of Skinner, as he modifies and alters that dynamic between York and Greenwood in some very clever ways. This next track is a fantastic example of the trio's strange chemistry, a song that has proven to be rather hard to play live if the videos are seen on YouTube or anything to go by. This is Thin Thing from my number 5 pick of the year, A Light for Attracting Attention.
Thank you.
Usually it's when I get to my top two albums that they could easily be substituted for each other in terms of which is number one and which is number two. This year is a bit different because from number four onwards, these really could be in almost any order. The reason, however, that I'm putting Impera by Ghost in at number four is because while it has some songs on it that could easily be in the songs of the year, it also has some that I just don't care about. When it's great, it's the best that Ghost has ever done, but it's not as consistent as my top three albums. This has three of the best singles Ghost has ever had, and 20s, plus songs like Darkness at the Heart of My Love and Griftwood, which are just so very good. I know Ghost is a very polarizing band, and to some people you instantly lose that metal cred nonsense when you listen to them, but who cares? They're a great band. As long as you don't go into it expecting to hear the sort of music you usually get out of a guy with corpse paint. Hell, they're a lot better than most of those bands anyway. So, from Impera, this is Spillways.
Another year has gone by, and we've another six albums from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard to mark the passage of time. Among the many jam-style records of varying quality that the band released is album number 20, Omnium Gatherum, their longest and most varied album to date, being made largely of offcuts from other projects that never saw the light of day. I've determined that Omnium Gatherum is essentially a summary of who that band has been up to this point in time, as well as, accurately, hinting at where they might be going in the near future. It's a compendium of different moods, tones, styles, vibes, and genres befitting one of the hardest working, most versatile, and creatively restless acts in the world today. I'm not going to pretend it's the easiest listen of the year. 16 tracks over 80 minutes is not exactly what you call an easy sell, especially when it opens with an 18-minute song called The Dripping Tap. But Omnium Gatherum is an impressive monument to the indefatigable creativity and drive of King Giz. Here's the next 20 albums. From my number 4 pick of the year, Omnium Gatherum, this is Red Smoke.
I don't think it's possible for Poets of the Fall to do an album that won't make it into my top albums of the year. In fact, if it were any other year, Ghostlight would have been my number one. The evolution of this band has been incredible to watch, going from a band that seemingly did whatever they wanted, trying to settle on a style, to finally accepting that what they do best is what Ghostlight is full of. Slower music that really shows off the vocal depth of frontman Marco Ceresto. Ghostlight is certainly different from what came before, but it's not unexpected. As time has gone on, their albums have become softer, leaning more towards this style. And I'm not saying it's just ballads, just that it's definitely swung more that way. Might have to do with them getting older and more comfortable with what they're doing, but to me there is no band that does this sort of music as well as Poets of the Fall. So my number three pick is Ghostlight by Poets of the Fall. This is Chasing Echoes.
Is the dream still alive? Still the image of perfection? Sweet little delight, a happy disaster, an easy lie. What sometimes hurt befriends rejection. It's kinda rich, I know, when you're the one denied. Ooh. Is this a roller?
My year in music was largely dominated by two artists that I only discovered this year, and both of whom released amazing albums. The first of which, that I'm going to talk about, goes by the eyebrow-raising moniker of Fantastic Negrito. He is a self-taught musician who was inspired to turn away from a life of crime by, of all things, Prince's self-titled debut. And his latest album carries the incredible title of White Jesus Black Problems, inspired by the true story of his white and black ancestors falling in love in 1750s Virginia, completely in defiance of flagrantly racist cohabitation laws. The man had the cojones to make a full-blown rock opera about slavery in 2022, and that deserves our admiration. To accomplish his vision, Negrito wears many hats, slithering through a veritable pantheon of influences including Bowie, Dylan, Prince, Clinton, Jagger, Gay, and even a little bit of Moby. It's 21st century hyper-pastiche gospel liberty blues, and there's nothing out there today that sounds quite like it. So for my number three pick of the year, Fantastic Negrito, White Jesus, Black Problems, and this is Highest Bidder.
You knew it was coming. This may have been an even harder pick for me than the previous entry, as I know that right up until a few weeks ago, Devin Townsend's Lightwork was going to be my number one pick. And this is an incredible album, acting as a very natural evolution from Empath. There is practically no flaw here whatsoever. The difference being that, as is, Lightwork doesn't quite match up to Empath in terms of the standout tracks. Nothing Here beats Why or Spirits Will Collide, until you add in the bonus disc titled Nightwork. The second disc is absolutely amazing, and if it was released as a standalone album, I would probably have two Devi albums on this countdown. And because, like I said, my top four albums were all incredibly close, I have to make up some sort of nonsense reason to bump this from the number one spot. So it's that by itself, Lightwork doesn't have the standout tracks that Empath does, even though it's still a flawless album and you have to track down the deluxe edition to listen to the best songs? I don't know. This was hard. So from Nightwork, this is Yogi.
Rosalie Cunningham is the second new artist I have found this year that I alluded to earlier, and she slithered right into second place. Through the 2010s, Cunningham made her name as the frontwoman for the bands Ipso Facto and Person, but she only properly broke out in 2019 with her self-titled solo debut. 2022's two-piece puzzle is an ambitious follow-up that improves over its predecessor in, yeah, basically every way possible. Cunningham is a style that is clearly indebted to the rock icons of yesteryear while avoiding the trap of relying on that nostalgia bait alone. As such, he's developed a very own form of neoclassical rock that is absolutely intoxicating. Very few albums from this year are as engrossing from start to finish as Two Piece Puzzle, and, as we often say, if there was any justice in the world, she'd be a much bigger name than she is. Acclaimed or not, Cunningham is a musical force of nature, and I genuinely cannot wait to see what she does next. This next track is actually one of the album's bonus tracks, a fact I only found out after getting the CD imported from the UK, but do not sleep on the bonus tracks from Two Piece Puzzle. This is Fossil Song.
Like the fossil is the stones, a memory of the bones of the animal. There's a mark upon my heart, a stubborn work of art of unexplained remains. And I doubt that they are bones, animal, bird, or botanical. Still a fossil they became, and so they will remain till my body lies deep in the ground. Like the fossil is the stones, a memory of the bones of the animal. There's a mark upon my heart, a stubborn work of art of unexplained remains. Like the fossil is the stones, a memory of the bones of the animal. There's a mark upon my heart, a stubborn work of art of unexplained remains. Still a fossil it became. Soil inside with soil outside is how I do intend to end my days. Like the fossil is the stones, memory of the bones of the animal. There's a mark upon my heart, a stubborn work of art of unexplained remains. And I doubt that they are bones, animal, bird, or botanical. Still a fossil they became, and so they will remain till my body lies deep in the ground. Too far down for you to find. Like the fossil is the stones, a memory of the bones of the animal. There's a mark upon my heart, a stubborn work of art. and my dates.
So now my number one pick. I didn't even know I was doing this until very recently when I found myself going, huh, I've listened to this album a stupid amount this year. I've always enjoyed Battle Beast, but never loved an entire album of theirs before. However, early this year, back in January, they released Circus of Doom, and you know what? It's bloody good, and the name tells you exactly what to expect. This is Battle Beast doing what Nightwish did with Imaginarium. They've gone carny. They've channeled their inner Tom Waits. Just more epic power metal. And wow, is it good. Bands like this, bands like Nightwish, they're at their best when they embrace their more unusual, cheesy elements. There's a level of theatricality to power metals, to symphonic metal, just like the circus. It fits very well, and I love myself some theatricality. So my number one pick is Battle Beast with Circus of Doom. This is Master of Illusion.
When the year started, I had no idea that a new album from the Mars Volta was incoming. Even when the band's first new music in a decade was announced, there was no way we could have possibly anticipated the album that we got. The story behind the self-titled album, the group's seventh overall, is heartbreaking, but far too long to do justice here. But let's just say you can probably take a few clues from the lyrics, full of pain, regret, betrayal, and loss of identity, and at least one reference to starlets guarding their drinks, if you know what I mean. That's right, for once the lyrics to a Mars Volta record aren't indecipherable labyrinths, which is certainly some kind of evolution. In the past, they've built stories out of haunted Ouija boards, mystery journals, elaborate coma fantasies, but it turns out the most heartbreaking stories are the ones that were true. Indeed, in creating their most emotionally complex album to date, the Mars Volta did the unexpected by also making their most musically straightforward album to date, what some may have called their pop album. No more indulgent psychedelic detours, no explosive gonzo metal freakouts, not even a bizarre name on the marquee to create that distance between artist and listener, just Mars Volta, as they are in 2022. Without all the lore and spookiness that had defined their previous incarnation, just brutal honesty. I cannot recommend this album enough, and has become my number one album of the year, and this is Flashburns from Flashbacks. I think that's going to do it. This was, in fact, the final episode of The Outer Limit Frequency. It's long been a goal of mine to inflict good music on unsuspecting members of the public, and over these past 4-odd years, I've achieved that goal many times over. Our eternal thanks to Phil and Mike at Free FM and Kiri Kiriroa Hamilton for getting us off the ground, and the hardworking folk at Access Media for giving us the global reach we so desperately crave. And of course, infinite thanks to the people who have been listening to our nonsense over these years, and even more infinite thanks to those abroad who have shared the love and good times with us. Yes, that's you, Jerry. Sam and I will most likely be back at some point in the future, but in what form, function, or realm of possibility that ends up being is... TBA. So, for one last time, my name is Ricardo.
My name is Sam.
And this has been The Outer Limit Frequency.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.